fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
Morgan, Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. The big day of the primary. Most folks say it's not going to be a big one. Most folks saying 25% if we're lucky, 18% the last time we had a primary. Some blame the closed primary, but are we seeing a perfect storm that could derail statewide incumbents? Or are we seeing the statewide incumbents flexing their muscles and because of name recognition, because of years of public service, win and win big? That's what we're deciding here today at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We've turned the program over to you today. We've heard from the politicians. Now we want to hear from you. And we've had some good news. We've had some bad.
Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And there we have it. Call now. But, and everybody's a winner here at 580 KIDO, but we do want to hear from you as we move along here. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Other news of the day, you heard about Chipotle saying no to the guns. You've heard about the beef recall. If you haven't, over 1.8 million pounds of beef being recalled. Amazing. Where is the FDA? Where is the USDA? Who's going to protect you? Should we just order everything well? By the way, here's something else that's going on in Wyoming, when we're talking about the government.
Andy Johnson built the pond in 2011 after receiving a permit from the Wyoming state engineer. In January, the EPA told Johnson because he didn't get a permit with the Army Corps of Engineers, he violated the Federal Clean Water Act, in part because Six Mile Creek, which feeds other waterways, runs through his pond. Here's his wife, Katie.
I love the work that we put into it and to know that my husband was able to build something like this.
In a statement to Fox News, the agency said in part, EPA's primary goal in Clean Water Act cases is to work cooperatively with landowners to remedy violations. We are hopeful that we will be able to do so in this case. Johnson says he will not pay the fines nor tear out the pond. In Denver, Alicia Acuna, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. Do we have control over our government? Do we have control over our state? Walt in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Well, it sounds like it's time to load up and head for what is it, Montana?
Wyoming.
Help that fellow out.
Yeah, Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you, or a statement. I want to thank you for in response to my quest for frugality. I appreciated that no end.
No problem.
And curiosity, how are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for?
Wow.
You're quizzing everybody.
That's a very good question, and let me put it to you this way. This is the first day that I've actually registered to vote as a member of a political party. Usually I vote as an independent, but I am a Republican.
Well, I kind of gathered that. I've been surprised if you'd said something different.
Sure.
Well, no, you're listening to all of this routine on there. I'm wondering, you know, money talks. And these guys have been in office so long that they've formed all kinds of alleged alliances, owed debts to other groups, people, et cetera. You know, you kind of tend to go, maybe we should have a clean house cleaning. And, I mean, I'm going to vote for Labrador. That's the only one I'll really attest that I'll vote for. But basically.
He's really not running against anybody.
I know it. So there's no problem in that respect. But I listened to Smith there, and he's not really a likable individual, at least to me he's not.
Where did you get that from?
Just listening to him in general and his those things he had on television. He came away as I was listening to Simpson, and I can understand what Simpson was trying to say and why he did what he did. I don't necessarily agree with it, what he ended up doing, but the way Smith went after him and the comments he was making really didn't, you know, strike me as being, I don't know, there was a problem there. And it's just somebody I still haven't totally made up my mind who I'm going to vote for him or not. I mean, I'm getting ready to go vote in an hour or two, so I better figure out what I'm going to do. But he's, I don't know, he just didn't go over very well.
Walt, thanks for giving us a non-answer.
Hey, I'm trying out to be a politician.
You're well on your way.
Yeah, as a sidestep, I called Purina Cat Food the other day to find out if any of their cat food was made in China.
Right.
After listening to a blurb on television. Now, I spent 10 minutes talking to this gal, and she was really good at sidestepping, answering the question. She went around and around, and if you look at the labels are printed in the USA, okay? I realize that. Purina is based in the United States, okay? But I never got the answer whether all of their cat food or what cat food was not made in the USA. So she's definitely on the way to becoming a politician.
Well, thanks for letting us know about the Purina cat food lady.
Well,
I don't know how we could have made it through the day without that report.
Well, I'm interested in Channel 2 following up on this. They want to have something to do.
You want to have Channel 2 do something? You know, go on Channel 2 and talk about us. That's what you're doing with us.
I probably will.
God bless you. I got to run. I got a Papa John's to go here, buddy.
Oh, goody. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
Walt, God bless.
Bye.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Walt. You never know what you're going to learn here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you guys are doing well today. I just wanted to say I'm kind of leaning towards Mr. Fulcher. I think that Otter's been in there a long time. He's a 40-year politician, and I don't think that's the vision that our founding fathers had. I think it's time for him to kind of go off and do something else, you know, maybe go whatever it is he does. I don't know, drink and drive or whatever it is. I don't know. But I think it's time to get some fresh faces and newer blood, get Idaho turned around and get some more high-tech jobs and move ahead. And I just don't see Otter doing it.
Any other predictions?
Well, Labrador? No, just kidding. Troopas. I think Troopas is going to win. I'm voting for him. Essentially, the Tea Party candidates I would endorse. I do think that Fulcher can win this. I don't know. What do you think?
I will tell you that he was very confident yesterday, both on and off the air.
Well, I don't know what it is about the guy. At first, I wasn't sure, but I just kind of like him. And I think he's a far more, a consistent and true conservative than what we have now. And I especially like his stance on the gun rights. And that's a big deal. I don't know. It's going to be a horse race. I wish that the Republicans' primary wasn't closed. It's kind of disappointing that they did it that way. I understand why, but on the flip side, you know, I had to register as a Republican myself when truly I consider myself to be an independent.
I'm with you on that.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. Hey, I saw Tony Sinesco at the gun show on Saturday. I asked him to tell you I said hi.
Well, Tony, he's always out on the trail, so thank you. Thank you for that, Steve.
All right, well, you take care.
All right, you too. See you later.
God bless.
God bless. Our friend Steve in Napa here. And look, let's kind of go over everything at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, say what you want about Senator Fulcher. And Steve was very complimentary of the senator. I don't know really what Walt was talking about except the Purina cat food lady. However, let's take a look at Senator Fulcher stepped up when nobody else was going to do that. And for that, he should be commended. I think he's run a great race. I think the governor's run a great race. And we'll see who has the vision here in the state of Idaho. That's why elections count. That's why elections matter. And people keep saying, Kevin, what do you think? I will tell you, this has to be the first election in some time where I'm flying totally blind. And we haven't seen a lot of polling. I haven't seen any polling. We have, and I have to temper this because this audience is the most conservative. This audience is the most intelligent. I'm not pandering. It's how it is. This audience is the most activated. So you're going to have it, this audience skewing a certain way. And that's why we see the bombarding of political ads, because people realize how important you guys are and you gals are. But I go back to what I thought I would see in this primary, and I thought I would see more political advertising. And I looked at the governor's run sheet. It's about $600,000, and maybe paid a lot for it in staff. I didn't see the barrage that I thought that I would. And just looking at the ad buys, I would tell you I think that Senator Fulcher got more for his money than the governor did. But again, beating the governor, it's about name recognition. It's about establishment. It's about financing. And we've talked about this for over a year now. And again, I'm truly flying blind on this, so we will see. I'll find out like everybody else tomorrow morning. So if you're just tuning in at 580-5436, 580-5436, with Kevin Miller, we are talking about the primary. How do you see it playing out? We've had some good reports. We've had some bad reports. People have said it's going to be Governor Otter. People have said it's going to be Senator Fulcher. I think this is a good thing. I wish we had more of these primaries. People say I'm worn out. Well, maybe if we had more people involved. And I know that you can only do so much. But imagine if we had the passion that we do for these sporting events, for our politics. Joining us now, the man who will have been the architect of the six-person rebel alliance. Whether they're successful or not, would be Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot at 580 KIDO, serving out the last day of his suspension.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Well, this is the big day. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be a tight race, but I think we could pull it out.
What makes you think that?
Just the tenor of listening to the people, talking to the people, even the people that just call into your show. And other shows, which I don't listen to most of the time. I think we've got to actually have a real good chance of taking this and pulling it off. And we've got some great candidates. This is the first time we've ever seen a slate of true, honest people with integrity, good Christian people who want to do the right thing for Idaho. And as you know, my biggest problem has always been the cronyism that takes place in government. And it has gotten to a level here that I don't think we can shake without shaking up the whole state house. So like I said, let's sweep it clean in 2014.
It's not really an analysis. That's an opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, opinions are, you know, like whatever you want to call them. But I have a pretty good opinion. I've talked to people throughout the state, 14 different Tea Parties, 8 conservative groups, and they've been working extremely hard. A lot of signs, a lot of phone calls. A lot of flyers, a lot of emails.
Hard to believe that it's over after today.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything has to come to an end, and hopefully this one will come to a good one.
Tea Party Bob, the suspension's over starting tomorrow.
Aha! We're back in business. I've got some really hot stuff for you, too.
We will hear from you tomorrow and see you on Saturday.
You betcha.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Kevin in Canyon County at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just love your show. You never miss it, not a day.
Thank you.
Hey, on this, you know, whole thing with the governor specifically for me, you know, Idaho brags to be such a conservative and such a wonderful state, Republican state. And I've been here basically my whole life and pretty much self-employed that whole time. Ever since I was 12, I've had my own business. But I'll tell you, ever since Andrus was governor, we pretty much had the same people in charge as governor and in charge of this state. And in the last, I have a small business, in the last 15 years, my property taxes have gone up 14 out of 15. Last year alone, they went up 32.5%. My workers' comp's gone up 30%, and I've had no claims. And, you know, it's driving the small guy out of the state of Idaho. And, you know, we've blown up the school budgets. So where's all our taxes gone? And I think it's gone to building the bureaucracy. In my case, I can't even light a match out here and burn a weed without contacting my local sheriff to contact the fire department. I have to get my burning permits. I have to contact DEQ and make sure I get the green light from them and a pat on the back from them. And now, as of last year, I have to get a permit from the Department of Lands, and there isn't any state land within miles and miles of me. I mean, they have no business over the top of me. But then I have to sign a thing that says how I'm going to burn. And what they've done is they've turned us all into lawbreakers. And Butch Otter is that man who caused this. He has built that bureaucracy. And it's time to cut our government back. It is time. So for me, it's Scott Fulcher.
Kevin,
it's Fulcher. I just somebody's got to do something to change this. And I appreciate you putting all these guys on, letting us hear from them. I don't think that Butch Otter's heart's in it anymore either. But thank you very much, Kevin.
Kevin, God bless. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we continue on. We go to Stacy in Napa at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Stacy.
Greetings, beautiful Idaho morning. I have got to toss my 2 cents in and just let you know that I'm voting anybody that is not an incumbent simply because I think they have the cronyism that's gone on, their back scratching that's going on at that level. They just all need to be replaced. And even if we replace them every 4 years, then it won't leave them long enough to be entrenched in there. They're not working for us, the people. That's what I see repeatedly at this time in our government system here. And so I'm voting for anybody that's not an incumbent.
Are there enough of you to make it happen?
You know, I think people are beginning to express their and get the sense that they're being suppressed. We, the people, are being suppressed. Why should money be spent on a project over nothing against Eastern Idaho, but that's so substantially high expensive over in Eastern Idaho that does not benefit the rest of the state? That's what it comes down to. Yes, I realize that we need roads and infrastructure and things like that, and sometimes there are times to spend big money at certain places because of population growth, but it should be beneficial for the entire state. We got a highway that runs north-south. It's the main corridor, 55. Yeah, they've spent a little money on it, but many, many times it's got potholes and other problems in it. That benefits the entire state when that road's in good condition. It impedes it when it's not. And our government system today is all about whose lobbyists can be appeased and made happy and whose hand can wash who and whose back can scratch who. That's all I see.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Stacy.
Thank you for your analysis of the whole situation.
Have a good one, sir.
Have a good week. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We continue on. Pat, George, Tim, and Earl, stand by. We'll take your calls next. Kevin Miller in the morning talking about Election Day predictions, prognostications for the primary. We'd love to hear from you. We've heard from the politicians. Now we want to hear from you. That's next at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
If signs are any indication of what's going on, we've got a tremendous awakening going on in Idaho, and I'm really, really excited about it.
I think Truppas is going to win.
I predict that Governor Butch will get back in office again.
I hope that Dean is wrong and that Fulcher gets in.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are. Your Election Central coverage show will have complete feedback and analysis from you tomorrow. You know, sports stations call themselves the fan. We have a sports station call ourselves the fans. I don't know what we would call us, the constituent. The constituent? 580, the constituents? Pat, good morning. Thank you for your patience. You're on 580 KIDO.
Boy, I guess. You know, people in this country better wake up. If they don't like what's going on, quit putting the same people in there time after time. You know, politics were not meant to be a career. Those people that have been in there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years have gotten us in this mess, and they are not the ones that's going to get us out of it. We need new people in there.
So I guess you're voting for the governor.
Are you kidding? He's been in politics 40 years. That's long and more than long enough.
That's a lot to be said for experience, though.
Well, the kind of experience we've been getting, look where it's gotten us.
Right. Well, he got us through the economy.
Well, I don't see it.
Well, make the case. How do you see this playing out today, ma'am? How do you see it playing out?
Well, I'm afraid the same ones are going to get in there again because not enough people care enough to even find out what's going on. So many people don't even know what's going on. We're losing our freedom. We're losing everything.
Well, what do you want to say to the people that don't know what's going on? Address them directly.
Well, I'd like for them to pay attention to what's going on and listen and read and find out about the people.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. Pat's fired up, as she should be. To George and Star. It's been a while. George, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hi, Kevin. Sorry to be not checking in. It's been a while. I think you and me need to have a sandwich or something soon.
I'm with you.
Hey, I had a couple of, well, I had a rhetorical point to make. And by the way, I love what I'm hearing. This lady really took, kind of started my point out. You know, this business that we have of reelecting these people, you know, there was an ad recently for one of the young people running the bloated incumbent that wasn't running, said, oh, 17 years. You know, we've got to come to a point where we don't see that as an attribute that we want to boast about. There's nothing boastful about being on the public teat for 17 years. And that really should apply to all public servants. You know, I'll take a Kevin Miller or the farmer gentleman who was a native Idahoan any day over someone who would boast about being on the public teat for anything approaching 17 years. I just don't. And I think if we can have that paradigm shift where people start thinking differently, you know, there's nothing commendable about that. I'm sorry. Folks got to wake up and realize, look, government does not create anything. They're drone jobs. I was a career public servant, and when I was in, I was in that paradigm. I thought, I'm doing a pretty important job. And you get out, you realize, boy, what a waste! It's a shame. But you've been asking the question about how things are going to play out. You know, I'm kind of like you. I really don't have a thing to. You can't go by the ads or any of that. That's all paid for. But I would say that, you know, depending on the turnout, and hopefully we'll get some initial polling that we'll see. I sure hope we get these are fine, entrepreneurial, business-oriented men that are running, and I hope folks recognize that's what you need. And please understand, folks, you don't experience – you know, a career. Yeah, I'm sorry. What you need is folks that are doing it out there in the business world. That's the experience you need. You don't need 17 years, 40 years in government. No, that should translate in your mind. 40 years on the public teat is not productive work. It really isn't. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, George. We appreciate it. And hopefully, Ted, you can hang on the line. We'll take your call next, 580 KIDO.
In the race for governor, the Republican candidates are Walt Bayes, Harley Brown, current state senator Russ Fulcher, and incumbent governor Butch Otter.
This is an election about the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. This really boils down to people versus government. They make the decision. They select the leaders.
Well, I believe this country has done so much sin. We've killed 56 million babies because we didn't want to take care of them.
Do we want to inform voters or not?
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO to my great friend Kevin in Nampa, who we met at Idaho's largest garage sale. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for your first guest this morning. If I were not married, I would be out in Wyoming somewhere doing the same thing he's doing. He had some very good ideas as to today's vote. I hope Idaho wakes up and throws the bums out. We have some good people running against the establishment. I hope Idaho has been paying attention and makes some changes. Thanks for all you do. Have an excellent day. Thank you, Kevin, in Nampa. Let's go back to the phones. Rocky in Nampa at 580KIDO. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning, KM and the AM. Listen, I heard one guy on this morning, he was talking about, he said, well, I'm going to vote for Otter. He says, oh, I know he's not done good by the health care, Obamacare, and gave us Common Core. But other than that, he's okay. And this is the kind of morons that we have out there that's voting that I can't believe they're going to elect the same people and expect a different result. This is unbelievable. I just got done from our morning prayer breakfast, and every one of us said anybody but Otter. Every one of us. We don't. At least they're aware that Otter has got to go. He's been in there 40 years in service. Needs to go. So that's my take on it.
Rocky, thank you.
Sure thing. See ya.
David in Fruitland at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, David.
Hello, Kevin. Hey, I sure enjoy listening to your program every morning. And I would like to express my political opinion.
Sure. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
My humble and biased opinion is I think we need a change in governor. And personally, I support Russ Fulcher. I think he's been in there. He knows the ropes. He's a good man. He's very conservative. And I think he and Monty Pierce and Judy Boyle have been in there and have helped hold Governor Otter's feet to the fire. So he hasn't gone all the way like he would have liked to. But I appreciate the real conservative people that are in there that are against Common Core and that want to have less government, not more. And so I appreciate Monty and Judy and Russ Fulcher.
Well, what's your prediction for the rest of the slate?
Well, I like Lawrence Denny. I like what's his name? The one that's running for Attorney General. To me, he sounds like a bandy rooster. I'm trying to think of his name, though. I can't think of his name. He's running for Attorney General.
Lawrence Wasden?
No, not Wasden. No.
Oh, Chris Troupas?
Chris Troupas. I've listened to him. I served on a jury where he was the attorney, and I really appreciate him. He's a constitutionalist. He's very strong on the Constitution. So I would like to see him get in.
Well, David, thank you for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Liberty Linda. It's been a while. Liberty Linda, you're on with 580-KIDO's Kevin Miller. Hello.
Yes. Excuse me. Good morning, Kevin.
I just wanted to call in and say that it will be an honor to vote for Russ Fulcher. He's against Obamacare. He's against Common Core. And he is for We the People.
Well, how do you see this playing out?
I see Fulcher winning.
You see anybody else winning?
Hopefully Brian Smith and Chris Troupas.
And that's who you're voting for?
That's who I'm voting for, yes.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today, Liberty Linda?
Just to tell everyone to get out and vote.
Now, come on, you've already done that. Any other good thoughts? How about some entertainment value?
Entertainment value? I could sing for you, but...
Well, hold on. Now, you offered. sing us a little song here. We're not above that. Come on.
Okay. Yay, Russ Fulcher.
Now,
yay,
how about how about You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine?
Okay. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. And you are, Kevin, every morning.
I'm blushing. Thank you, Liberty Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She has a sweet little voice there. Maybe she should go on American Idol. Clint in Meridian. Good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Clint.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
Anxious to see what happens tonight.
Boy, I think we all are. There's a lot of things that could go either way here. Wanted to comment. The other day you had Governor Otter on and with an interview, and I tried calling in. The comments came up how he would have liked to had a courtesy call from Labrador.
Yes.
For not supporting him. Well, funny thing, Otter never gave courtesy calls to other gentlemen that he's not supporting the encumbrance where he has supported them before in the legislature and in quite a few races across the state. And he never made a courtesy call there.
Good point.
So, what's that?
It's a good point.
Yeah, the particular race would be one that I'm very familiar with, would be one in Elmore County. Never called that gentleman who's been in there a long time. They've been a lot of things together, but the legislator is running over there, Pete Nielsen, feels that the Otter has gone off to the left a little bit. We need to control the Otter chair.
Did you just say the Otter?
Get rid of the Otter.
Oh, I see. Okay. You mean Governor Otter.
Yeah, well, we need to fight Obamacare more and be committed to it as Otter originally was, but then he backed out. We need control of the federal grounds and a few things like that. And Otter did not make a courtesy call when he started campaigning against that gentleman over there. He did not make a courtesy call at all.
Clint, thank you for the call. Anything else?
No, I just hope everybody gets out to vote today, and I'd like to see things shaking up at the top there a little bit.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
You too. That's Clint Meridian. Very interesting call. We were the only ones that had that information where the governor said that the congressman didn't call him as a courtesy, and he had, I'm not going to put words in either one's mouth, but again, you heard it here first. Kevin Miller with you. More of your calls coming up as our primary coverage continues. On Idaho's Place to Talk, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to traffic.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you here as we continue to take some calls. We go to Bob in Boise. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. We don't have a lot of time, sir.
We don't have a lot of time, and it's election day, and I'd like to spit a few things out here. There's 8 little things that... I can't even tell you the author, and part of this is coming off the top of my head. I didn't have time to stop and look it up here, but all of our republics seem to run through the same order of things that go from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith into great courage, and from courage into liberty, which is about where our revolution started, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy, and apathy into dependence. I think that's probably where we're sitting right now, and from dependence back into bondage. I'd like for people to think about that. It's time to sweep out the top part of our state government and change them all.
Bob, thank you for the call. We do appreciate that. Quickly to Alice in Boise. Good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Hello,
hey.
Alice.
Hey, Kevin. I'm really excited. I just want you to know I'm going to go and vote, and I wanted to vote Republican because that's who I want to vote for, and I found out I can change my party, so I'm so excited. And thank you so much for your show, and every morning it's just wonderful to wake up to you.
Alice, thank you. God bless, and thank you for voting.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. 8:58, Kevin Miller in the morning coming up. Well, let's go to traffic now at 5. And Kevin Miller here with a final thought. Today is Election Day, and we have our friend Two Fly Bri who's saying don't vote, blah, 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 on Facebook. Look, take the time, go vote, because whether it goes your way or not, at least you participated in the process. And, you take a look at, we go back to the founding of our great republic. Who would have ever thought this mix of continental folks, of doctors, of lawyers, of farmers, of ranchers, would ever beat the most powerful empire in the world? It was through the grace of God. And here today, we're blessed in the state of Idaho. We don't live in California. We don't live in states east of the Great River. We live in a state that we can control. It's not about money. It's about message and whose message represents you. As always, true believers, I appreciate you listening. I'd love to be here forever. Hopefully, we'll make that happen. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.